Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign. What was that?
What was what?
It sounded like you just emerged, like half of you just burst out of a cement mixer.
I don't know. Yeah. I unmuted the microphone.
Yeah, it sounded like you had like some kind of grinder going.
Hey. No.
Okay. Well.
Grinder. I don't know why that makes me laugh.
I'm not talking about the app.
I know that you're not talking about that, but it makes me laugh as though I was in seventh grade. Grinder.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Grind. He's on his grind.
Yeah, he's out there getting it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
One of my stories, there's a picture that I scrolled down that scared the shit out of me.
you got spooked?
Yeah, spooked.
Yeah.
Got spooked. I get a little bit of housekeeping.
Okay.
Some. I've been writing down observations about life, Cole.
Okay.
Okay. I told my child the other day, because they're building what they call a Dairy Queen.
What their people call a Dairy Queen?
Well, that's what Americans call. They call it. And there's cool treats and there's hot eats. I'm not sure if there's hot eats here. The hot eats
are only there if there's a brazier.
Hey, well, the communities that really win are the ones that get both hot eats and cool treats.
Oh, yeah.
So yet to be determined. I'll wait till they hang the sign and we'll know where my town stands.
Okay.
Right. Got an Arby's, so that's good.
You got the meats.
Right. So I said we got to stop there and we got to get some dilly bars.
Okay.
All right. Which is it is an ice cream treat.
It is, for people who are unaware of a dilly bar. If you live somewhere where you don't have those, picture it's like an ice cream. Not like a sandwich, but it's like chocolate coated ice cream. It's like a disc of chocolate coated ice cream has a popsicle stick in it.
Right.
Yeah.
For holding.
You know. Wait a minute. It's fiber, right?
No. You just make sure you go. You want to tell them that way they don't make a fool of themselves trying to eat the stick.
Well, no. You don't just eat the stick like it is. You take it. You eat the ice cream and the chocolate. Then you boil that stick up real good. And then you have to soften it. What kind of maniac do you think I am? Just taking a bite out of a popsicle stick. Continue.
Right.
Got to go get a dilly bar.
Got to go get a dilly bar. And she must not have understood the combination of words.
Okay.
Dilly bar. And you know how sometimes, particularly on the phone, you'll say something to someone, they won't understand you, and then that person says back to you something just completely ridiculous on purpose, right?
Yes.
Okay. So she responds like as though we were on a phone conversation like that with the word parallelathong.
Like a parallelogram that nestles up in between your bits.
I guess, yes, a parallelathong.
Okay.
I said dilly bar to her. She responded, parallelathong.
Yeah, well, that definitely is somebody's activation code.
And I want to know what this association means.
Right. No, it's a call and response. Basically, I think your child is a number station.
Jesus.
Do you ever just hear her just like whispering things in the NATO alphabet?
I don't think so.
while backward classical music plays. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Parallelathong.
That's right. So that was the thing.
This is definitely going to be a no. Did she elaborate on why, from whence that came?
She said, "I don't know," and then followed that up with "because,"
and got real defensive about it.
Yeah, she basically just said "because internet." It was in that kind of mood.
Yeah, a wizard did it. Parallel. That's good. No.
And then I started to talk after it, and then I was like, wait a minute. What was that word?
You thought you were going to slip that by me.
To which, in a monotone, she says, parallelathon.
as though it was the clarity of what she said, not the baffling nature of what she said that tripped you up.
Just with a 1,000-yard stare.
Parallelathon,
father.
and then she just points out the window at a roving shadow that passes over the ground on a cloudless day and emits a loud static noise.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep. And then there was one other observation. While watching MASH, I tried to figure out how that show could have been on because of the profanity.
Okay.
It's basically a half an hour of doctors telling hot nurses they need suction.
Yep. That's true. That's the same thing for ER, though.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
But they have a woman with MS. So.
What?
You don't remember that?
No, I've never seen an episode of ER in my life.
Dun, 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 dun. What show is that?
That is...
Because I know it's not ER.
Bonk, bonk, bonk. No, that's Law and Order. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it's Law and Order.
Gotcha. Here's... And I've never seen an episode of that.
Oh, yeah. It's not very good.
There was a petty officer in the which is a Navy person, and he we were stationed in Florida on the Navy base. And that dude, he would not miss an episode. Even like he wouldn't even miss a rerun.
It was like appointment viewing. Oh my gosh. If you're committing yourself to the reruns of Law and Order.
That too. Yeah. If he was not at work and there was an episode of Law and Order on. You got to remember this is back in 2001, 2002.
Right. But I mean, still like that.
So there wasn't like, it wasn't as though you could just get the DVD of the season. Because back then, shit. It was like $400 for a season.
Right, right.
Or stream it or whatever, you know.
But like if that would ruin his day, like making it home for Wapner is one thing, but I think even back then Law and Order was pretty prolific. Like that was one that they really, I think, pushed into syndication hard.
It's a tent pole.
It's a tent pole still running to this day. I don't think that's true. I think it's NCIS all the way.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Huh.
I need suction here.
And I mean, it's like in Grey's Anatomy when all the doctors are saying, man, I need somebody to wipe my dick off.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's saying, like, things get more crass as things go along. Like, man, I need somebody to wipe off my dick or else it's going to really stink. Yeah.
I got it too wet.
Yeah. See, I that was the most heinous thing I could think of.
So. I think that's got to be up there as far as one of the more deranged things that you've said on this show, actually.
Probably.
And I would venture to say that I would go wider than just this show. I think
all I'm saying is, can I get one of you nurses to wipe my dick off?
All my life.
Yeah,
I've known you.
Uh-huh.
And that is the most offensive thing I've ever heard you say. I didn't have an N-word in it.
Chris, I've said worse.
I don't think so.
Especially years back, and especially off microphone, I've said worse.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you pointing to one particular statement you regret?
Yeah, but I'm not gonna say it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not gonna say it here.
No, I'm not pressuring you to.
Yeah.
I just want it because this will be a good mystery for listeners.
Yeah.
To go back and see what the bottom for Cole.
Yeah.
Where was the bottom?
Yeah, just for our reference here, if you promise not to make my life difficult by bringing it up, do you want me to share it and then I'll just censor it with classical gas like I usually do?
No, let it be a mystery to me.
Let it be a mystery to you. But yeah, I think the notion of a doctor on television asking a nurse to wipe his penis, probably. I mean, it's gross. But I don't think it's, you know.
Wait, but it drew you out there, bud, didn't it?
I suppose. Yeah. Yeah. No, I like how you got up there and tried to do the whole let's try and outsmart Cole with TV show theme songs. You know that's my court. You can't walk into my house with that junk.
I don't know.
You cannot step to me on theme songs, okay?
The best theme song ever.
I mean, obviously, it's the theme song for the King of Queens.
Really?
No, not really. I don't think so.
I'm gonna go with The Simpsons.
Simpsons is very good. It's probably, you have to break everything up into eras. Yeah, Simpsons I think is definitely up there.
Cheers.
See, Cheers, I think you're getting more into it.
And,
I mean, taking it back, MASH. MASH has a very good theme song.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
I need suction.
Can somebody wipe my dick off? This is time sensitive.
She's not going to give me suction if somebody doesn't wipe my dick off.
Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
An anus is an anus, right? This is episode number 224 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Your name is?
I'm Chris.
My name is Cole. And we're here to entertain your asses. I'm sorry I said all that stuff about wiping off dicks.
That's okay.
Okay.
I'm glad you did. I've never regretted anything I've said here.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot of it I don't remember.
Right. No, that's a thing. That's definitely a thing. I will just be going about my day and then somebody will tweet something funny at me just out of context or whatever. Like, that's funny, but why are you saying that? And then it's somebody just quoting something that we said here back to me or on a different show, statistically on a different show. And I'm like, oh yeah, I have no record. Like basically once the recording stops, once I stop watching the waveform kind of go, you know, that it's just done, gone, nothing.
Right.
Just
so pssh, is it vapor. Different for your other shows?
No. It is absolutely the same.
Really?
Yeah. Like I will remember like, oh, if we're sitting down and talking about like, you know, factual stuff, or if I'm kind of like coming to a conclusion about a game, or like a part of the book, they're like, oh yeah, just like synthesizing an opinion. Like I'll remember that opinion or, you know, stuff like that. But if it's like a bit, if it's just a funny thing, like wiping my dick off. Like if somebody tweets at me, hey Cole, did you ever get somebody to wipe your dick off? Like I'll block them. I won't have any idea what they're talking about.
No.
It's gone septic. See, that's more upsetting.
It's gone septic.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It got infected.
Oh, gotcha.
It's in the blood.
It caved in. my dick caved in. What does that mean?
Oh, rats.
what do you conjure? When my dick caved in. What is it that's in your mind right now?
I'm picturing like it went literally spongy, like just the structural integrity of it was undermined in some way.
Not like a dented fender or something.
No, I'm picturing something more profound. Yeah, I worry we're gonna go further in this direction. Hey, Chris, do you have a story?
All right, that's fine. You can't censor me.
I mean, I can try.
You did.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I can tell a story.
Oh yeah, tell me a story.
My dick caved.
My dick caved in.
It caved in.
Dented fender.
Why can't I get off that?
This thing dense fender. It doesn't get dented.
That's what she said. All right, this is in Youngstown, Ohio.
Mafia capital.
Police have been getting calls talking about what they call zombie raccoons.
Okay. What? How does this manifest? Like, what are they?
Oh, well, the raccoons are no longer afraid of people in Youngstown.
Okay. They're getting bold.
Just run up to people, and then they stand up on their hind legs, show their teeth, and then fall over backwards in a comatose condition.
And so not... Is that basically like ultra rabies?
They come out of it, walk around, and then do the same thing again.
Huh.
Not in this case, though, Cole. Not rabies.
What is it? Some, kind of prion?
I think it's from this planet, but...
Okay. I don't know what you think I said is the problem with that.
Parallelathon.
Yep, parallel. Continue.
The Ohio Department of Natural Resources has been killing a whole bunch of raccoons.
Okay.
They've been infected with a disease called distemper. It's a viral disease. Affects dogs and such.
Okay. Distemper.
Right, distemper. Weird. So they've been killing all these raccoons with distemper. It causes convulsions and paralysis, raises a raccoon's fear of humans. We don't stop for people no more. and then they also come out in the day. They are no longer night seekers.
I mean, that's literally a joke from Parks and Rec.
It kind of is, yeah. I did draw that connection.
Yeah.
But good job, Cole. You policed my unauthenticity.
I didn't police your anything.
You did.
We both were driving in the same direction.
Okay.
Yeah. No. That's frightening. Like you. I've seen possums. I've seen possums around, especially I've been around my house at night, going out to my car. You know, you press the button to unlock. What's that?
These are raccoons.
Right, but similarly, you know, both are nocturnal. You just don't expect to see them outside their context, right?
No. So Cook County, Illinois, I know that the story was in Youngstown, but Cook County, Illinois, took a little sample of their raccoon population and found that, at least from the sample, that 43% had distemper. 43%.
Okay. Good God.
Although it was 45% in 2016. So there is a town in Cook County, Illinois.
By Chicago.
That is, yeah. Pawnee, Indiana.
Right. That is currently in the throes at the mercy of this epidemic.
Right.
Yeah.
So get Mayor Gunderson's dog inside. Wouldn't that be some shit if I looked up a town in Cook County, Illinois, and they have a Mayor Gunderson.
Yeah, they have a Mayor Gunderson. Their golf course is definitely haunted by a fairway Frank.
Probably.
Yeah. Little Sebastian.
Too soon.
Okay. I've only cried two times in my life. Yeah, no, that's scary. I'm scared of any kind of animal like that. Again, obviously swerving out the lane. Not that crazy about that in general. Terrified of rabies. I think that is very scary. Just the idea that these are going to be running around spreading this, getting worse, getting more aggressive. Raccoon can fuck you up. It's like getting in the ring with a chimpanzee and it's going to rip your face off, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Comes at you like you licked the icing off his cupcake.
Yeah. And he knows what you did.
Bitch.
And he knows what you did.
I saw you.
Chris, I have a PSA for everybody. In fact, I have two stories here. I don't know that I'm going to do them both in a row, but they both relate to they both relate to matters of the ear, the nose, and the throat, the ENT area. Okay.
Right.
First one, PSA, we're getting into allergy season, right? I'm feeling it. I knew that the tree in front of my house bloomed before I even looked out the window because I woke up sneezing. Okay.
Right.
But no matter how much you sneeze,
I've seen you sneeze.
It's pretty intense, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Some people need so
much tension.
Yep. It's like when you overwind one of those little racing cars that you get in a Happy Meal.
You kind of look like you're doing it. You're like dip spitting in a cup when you sneeze.
A little bit.
I can see you. Because you get your hands up there and they're like you were working in one of those sandblasting cabinets where you put your hands in with the gloves.
Oh, the Waldos, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where you reach into the glass box with the, you know, your hands are in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would sneeze when I had a job and I went into an office, I would sneeze and people on different floors would shout, excuse you or bless you. Mm-hmm. It's a real thing. And, you know, just like you try and give warning. You try and put up your hands so people will see you, or you try to say, oh boy, this is going to be a big one.
The trouble is that your pre-sneeze, it looks like you're telling me that the wall behind me is falling down.
Run! Pointing out Godzilla. yeah. So it's, you know, not everybody has the same challenges I do, but no matter how challenging your sneezes are, do not hold them in. Okay? You can try and stop them with the force of your will, right? But do not, under any circumstances, close your mouth and plug your nose. Pinch your nose, okay? Because first off, that shit's going to come out your ears. That's how you get infections, okay? Second off, there's a 30...
Are you prepping somebody for a porno? You give them the go-talk?
All right. Every single part of you is going to want... But that's going to go through your ears and it's going to get infected. This is a filthy, filthy episode of this show.
Well, you're talking.
Okay. No.
That's on you. That's just what it sounded like to me.
A previously fit and well 34-year-old man in England ruptured. It's fit. Fit. Ruptured. And don't you know it?
He's a fit. When he's
ruptured. Ruptured his throat. He ruptured his throat because he pinched his nose and closed his mouth, containing a sneeze. This was released in a case study, the British Medical Journal. Okay, halting a sneeze via blocking the nostrils and mouth is a dangerous maneuver and should be avoided as it may lead to numerous complications. There are soft tissue images of what has happened here. Basically, he felt a popping feeling in the back of his throat, experienced swelling and difficulty swallowing and speaking. Doctors at a hospital in Leicester discovered the air bubbles from the rupture were permeating the soft tissue of his neck and chest. So basically he contorted himself into having new cavities inside of his body, separating his throat meat from the rest of his meat. When you sneeze, air comes out of you at about 25,000 miles per hour. If you retain all that pressure, it could do a lot of damage and you could end up like the Michelin Man with air trapped in your body.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How do they get it out?
I don't know. Lancet?
What is that? poke a hole in you?
Yeah, poke a hole, you know.
That's what lancing is, huh?
Yeah, lance a
makes
boil.
Sense.
Yeah.
Lance something. Poke it.
You spear it.
I wonder what that smells like coming out.
Yeah. I said 25,000. I expected you to call me out of that. It's 150 miles per hour.
Yeah.
I made up a...
And who am I to know? You know? I mean, it seems possible.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not going to look at God's creation and say, nope, you can't.
The one mistake I overlook is you trying to con me.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
bring attention to it. That's what happens.
Okay. You got a story?
I do. You had said that you knew it was at allergy season, because when the because when the tree bloomed, the walls fell down.
Yep.
Do you know exactly what you're allergic to?
No,
this generic pollen.
It's been forever since I've had a panel, and I was too young to really like pay attention to what I was allergic to back then.
Thanks, Obama.
Man, every panel became a death panel.
Mm.
I'm not sure what specifically I'm allergic to. I know that like I sneeze in the springtime, and I'm pretty sure I'm allergic to like ragweed because everybody is.
Hmm.
God, man, I fucking hated getting allergy tests. That was, of all the medical experiences I've gone through, including losing control of my face, those allergy tests were just the worst.
Hmm.
In terms of discomfort experienced.
When did you lose control of your face?
Remember when I took the Compazine and I got tremors?
I wasn't there.
It was like fifth grade. You definitely were there.
I don't think so.
Yeah. It's around the time like.
Is that the one when your tongue came out?
Yeah. When my tongue jumped out of my body, started dancing around like Michigan J. Frog.
Mm.
Yeah. My eyebrows would go up and down without.
Don't stop the music.
Well, I think something was wrong. Yeah. No, I took like an anti-nausea medicine and
made my eyebrows dance like a California raisin.
they definitely heard something through the grapevine, and what they heard was Cole's about to die. But yeah, they carted me off to the hospital. They gave me several injections of Benadryl right into my ass, and they found out that I had pneumonia. So it was a bad day.
All in all, it was a good day.
Yeah, no, it was a full rich day. Yeah, no, that's when I lost control of my face.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I still don't think I was there.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was fifth grade, Chris. You were definitely there.
Yeah, it was like fifth grade. I would have been what? Like, I would have been 11. You would have been 16. I don't know. Maybe you're out there driving dangerously or something.
Hmm.
Yeah.
England, America.
Yeah, I loved England. I hated / loved England, America.
Because you always looked pretty terrified.
Yeah, well, because you were... We were in your fucking Oldsmobile.
That was a Dodge Dynasty.
That was a... Oh, okay. Sorry. I in my head, it's an Oldsmobile because it looks like an old man's car. It is a mobile for olds.
A 91. Look it up.
A 91 Dodge Dynasty. Yeah, it looked like it was designed to be modular. Just like everything was flat parts.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. Looked like a choose your own adventure car.
And from what I remember, like after you got that thing detailed, the interior was actually pretty nice. Like that red.
Right.
Yeah. The dash was like a faux leather. It was good.
Yeah, it was padded.
It was a padded.
The dash was like a padded toilet seat.
well, that way, if you get into a wreck.
I always liked sitting on those and goes, and then it just becomes a regular toilet seat.
Yeah.
Because there's not enough padding there to make a difference.
No, absolutely not.
It just makes that noise.
It just goes,
I guess in the dark, you know that you've hit bottom.
Yeah, I suppose. You know that you're fully docked.
Right.
I'm fully docked. Can somebody come wipe my dick off? I forget. Was this you telling a story?
I don't know, actually.
I've completely lost it.
I was telling a story about allergies.
About allergies?
Yes. Yes, I was telling a story about a specific one specific person who has allergies, and then I asked you about yours.
Uh-huh.
And then you again asked someone to come wipe your dick off.
Right.
Okay. And now we're here.
And then I mentioned the allergy tests or stuff like
right.
that.
Right. Yeah, you went off on that.
Yeah.
Painful.
What is that painful story? Oh my God.
No, the test.
Right.
Yeah, it hurts. Anyway, so there's a woman, she lives in Missouri, and she's allergic to grass.
Okay.
So her and her husband, Carl, they decided that they were just going to not have any grass, and they planted flowers and put ponds in all over what would be a lawn.
She doesn't get a name. Carl gets a name, but she doesn't.
Her name is Janice.
Okay. All right.
But I don't like the name Janice.
Okay. So they decide to go with like a, almost like a garden as opposed to a lawn, right?
Yeah. So it's just all flowers.
Right.
And you would think that that would be okay, I guess.
Yeah. Just if you know specifically what kind of pollen you're bothered by that. Yeah. Okay.
But the problem, the city has had an ordinance that 50% of your yard had to be made up of grass turf.
See, that's that is graft is what that is. I'm not talking about getting like grafting turf from one place to another. What I'm saying is somebody on city council knows somebody at a turf business, and that's that's how they keep that's how they keep their beak wet.
They're knee deep in dirty sod money.
Yep. Okay, so 50% has to be this kind of grass. Because we apparently live in communist fucking China. So yeah, you can't have your own goddamn land. Okay.
But then back in 2014, they were granted a variance on that ordinance.
Okay.
And they were required to plant 5% of their property. They agreed, you know, that was part of the deal, was the 5% had to be grass.
Okay. So you just pick a part of the land that is as far away from the house as possible. You plant a little spite stripe.
And right.
You're done. Yeah. Okay.
So they decided they were going to hunker down like Peoria. And
are you referring to the fake nation that Peter Griffin made on Family Guy?
The Nation of Flowers. Yes. Okay. And they refused, not even 5%. They refused.
Okay.
Nope. Going to be flowers. We're not budging.
Okay.
So as it stands right now, this is all in federal court. because locally they had faced $180,000 in fines
and
20 years in jail for their refusal to comply.
That is ridiculous.
Oh no, it gets more ridiculous.
Okay.
Because the U.S. District Judge John A. Ross ruled against the husband and wife.
Uncle Johnny?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said that they failed to identify a fundamental right that is restricted by the turf grass ordinance.
The fundamental right to do what the fuck you want with your land as long as it doesn't hurt somebody?
I don't know.
Okay.
And I didn't expect you to go all Texas on me.
here's the thing, right? I'm genuinely.
Are you gonna end every sentence with "God damn it"?
Yep. Will somebody come and wet my dick? God damn it!
God damn it!
No. It does sound like I'm acting out of character.
Can I get some suction here? God damn it.
It does sound like I'm acting out of character because I am. I'm a liberal fella. I think that the government has a role in our society, but this is ridiculous. This is patently ridiculous. Anybody who looked at this from outside the situation would say, obviously, that just it drop it. It doesn't matter.
He also said that the husband and wife have failed to show that the penalties for noncompliance, that $180,000 and 20 years in jail, they have failed to show how that
would be
noncompliance with the ordinance are excessive.
Yeah, failed to show that would be an undue burden on them and their family.
Right, and that the Supreme Court held that. Quote, and this is the meat of it.
The Supreme Court of Missouri, right?
This is the U.S. District Court.
U.S. District Court.
The federal court.
Okay.
Quote, aesthetic considerations constitute a legitimate government purpose.
What?
So it's no longer, I guess, that it doesn't hurt anyone. Now it has to matter whether they like looking at it or not.
But 5%, that doesn't make any... 5% of your lawn isn't appreciable. Like if you've made that decision, this is some HOA nonsense is what this is. Like
Cole.
Yeah.
8 Cent Meadows does not a minority TV show make.
Okay.
You need more than one, you know,
right.
That 5% token.
Right. Yeah.
No, it seems like they're just trying to make a point. They're just like, hey, I'm in charge. I'm in charge here, you know?
Yeah, just remember, like this stretch of your lawn is a monument to government hubris.
My dog can't shit on flowers.
Yeah.
Like,
God. That is so fucking ridiculous. Why am I so angry about this?
this case is like they're quoted as saying it's one of the most important property rights cases in our country right now.
Yeah.
And I would say so too. Aesthetic considerations constitute a legitimate government purpose.
I mean, does
Oh,
it?
it's hurting my sight.
I mean, like, are there any other number of angles you could go for? Like, at one point when I lived down by the college, we got fined for not mowing our front lawn, right?
Right.
It sucked. It sucked to mow that lawn. All we had was an electric weed whacker. That front lawn was a big hill. That was nothing but rocks. It just sucked. We got fined, and I can see an argument for that. Like, if you let your property go to shit. You got snakes and stuff living there. It's not a good thing. Like, don't say, oh, we want you to plant 5% of this grass on your lawn because we like the way it looks. Say, like, oh, there, who knows, there could be bears hiding in there.
In all fairness, your place in college, they probably wanted the lawn kept short so that the people couldn't hide evidence.
Yep. Oh man, I had a memory come flushing back. Oh, when I was driving, because I was going through a different neighborhood, and I saw a pair of shoes thrown up over the power lines, and I remembered somebody who was at our house. I just, just somebody who got in and started drinking, decided, hey, wouldn't it be funny if I threw this pair of shoes up over the power line? So our college house had some shoes over the power line. Then immediately once that happened, people just kept on coming up to the house and saying, like, hey, are you selling drugs?
Huh.
Yeah,
That's what that means.
just like we had some neighbors on that street who, for Halloween or something, or for a party, they swapped out one of their porch lights for like a green light bulb, to be festive or whatever. If they left it up because, hey, we're the house with the green light, makes it easy to point out. And same thing, friends say, yeah, everybody's like, so is this the drug house now? Are we selling drugs? So like, there's a whole world of hobo symbols. You leave a pickle out, and then all of a sudden, you become a different kind of place.
Right.
Yeah.
A better place.
A better place.
Kinder, gentler, better
Yeah.
people.
Yep. No, this is that's about as angry as I've ever been. I hope this goes to the Supreme Court. I hope they go to hell.
Wow.
I don't
I don't
know.
know. Is that libertarian almost?
Maybe in the sense that I am angry that some busybody is telling them what they can and can't do with their land. I see no
You're a fiscal liberal, but you're a social libertarian.
Yep. Yeah, I'm like Dennis from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
This is my dick, and I choose what I do with it.
I choose who wipes it. So the other ENT story, Chris, the other ENT story that we're dealing with has to do with a new trend. We like to stay on top of what the kids are doing, right? We had a few good runs on the Tide Pods. That seems to have gone away. However, we've kind of entered this period where things are cycling through. Just recently heard about people in the White House icing. You remember icing, Chris?
Ice on your wrist, boo, give me a kiss.
Yeah.
What? No, what is that?
No, icing was when you would force somebody to drink a Smirnoff Ice. It was a thing back in like 2010, 2011. Yeah.
No, yeah, vaguely.
Yeah,
Because
yeah.
Smirnoff Ice is horrible.
Right. And so if you surprise somebody with a Smirnoff Ice, they have to chug it. It was like a frat thing. And then we come to find out that people in the White House are doing it at work. No, but also we have something that is coming
Explains a
back.
lot, though.
Yeah. We have another thing coming back. that is a little bit more along the lines of like the cinnamon challenge or planking or something like that. Chris, have you ever seen a video of somebody snorting a condom?
I have not, and I chose not to.
Okay, so you read a story about this,
right?
And you thought, okay, there are many roads. There are many roads that I can walk, and I'm going to decide to walk the road that doesn't involve me watching a video of a 12-year-old snorting a condom and pulling it out of his mouth.
Right.
Okay.
Jesus, when you say it like that, I'm rock hard.
I just want you to consider all the angles, okay? There are any number of condoms.
Maybe I'll regret what I just said. I don't know.
Do you want me to cut that out?
Maybe later. I don't know.
All right, I'll put a marker there. I'll let you decide.
No, we'll roll with it.
Yeah. No.
Not the worst thing. Probably not something I should regret. I don't know. Maybe.
So the idea is you take a condom. it's unrolled. I've also seen a version where it's still rolled up, but that seems to be very, very difficult. That seems like a varsity level move.
A bar trick.
Yeah. Then you snort it into your nose, and then you herk it down. So it goes down into your throat, and then
that's like something that they turn the lights up at a strip club for, you know?
Yeah. It's like a ping pong ball trick.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Lights up.
Lights up. Everybody's good. Everybody has to be as quiet as possible, because if I fuck this up, we're all dead.
Gather around!
But no, you snort it up, you herk it down, and then you get it up, and then you reach into the back of your throat, and you pull it out. Now, the problem is it goes in tip first, and the ring, at least on non-extra large condoms, is pretty firm, right? You know, it's a full concentric circle. That's the hard part. You think, all right, the tough part's getting, you know, getting the tip down and around the cape down there at the back of your throat. But no, the real trick is getting the base through. So, yeah. Yep.
You got to get to the balls.
Right. So that's a thing that's coming back, and you've got the usual news commentators and doctors who were called and like, no, don't do this.
Please.
Children, don't.
Love yourselves.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah. Welcome to 2018. Who knew that teens would be would need to be told not to use condoms in this way, not to abuse condoms.
Hey, what are you doing with those condoms?
Hey, what are you doing over there?
Not what you think.
Yeah.
I want to be famous on the internet.
Like, rate, and subscribe.
And subscribe, as always. See links in comments down beneath.
It's always
the same shit.
It's always the same shit every single time.
Every single time. I do want to share a story that made me learn something. Okay. Maybe I could preach, you know. So there's a woman who thought that she knew her biological father, so she didn't have any anxiety about going to ancestry.com and getting her DNA, you know, looked at.
She didn't feel any trepidation about spitting in that cup.
No. But evidently part of that is them telling you people that you're related to. And I realize now that it's ancestry.com, so it makes sense. But I was thinking of like 23andMe and all those different ones, you know.
I was shocked.
Are those other ones telling people who they're related to?
Yeah. I was shocked when I was home. I'm generally shocked when I go home, but specifically this time about the television that that our mom and stepdad were watching. Like, they were watching just these shows about families reuniting. Like, I was born in the Depression, and I remember having like an older sister, but then like one day she was gone, you know, something like that. Or we, you know, my mom had a kid, but the dad didn't want the kid, so we gave it away for adoption. Then, you know, 70 years later, they work with the television show to say, like, hey, where's my missing family member or whatever? Who's my real dad? Blah, blah, blah. But all of it is sponsored content by Ancestry. So, like, they talk about, you know, we had Chandra spit into this cup, and then fortunately the person we were looking for also had done an Ancestry test, and we were able to reunite them using this profile or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're definitely like giving you a list of possible relatives based on people who have also done people who have also done the spit cup.
Hmm. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Quite literally no idea.
No idea.
So this woman, you know, I guess she had an idea, but she didn't think that the sample would be matched to a retired fertility doctor.
Uh-oh.
She just assumed that, you know, Ancestry.com was unreliable.
Right. As opposed to that fertility doctor being...
Until her mom said that that was the same doctor who had artificially inseminated her mother unknowingly to them with his own sperm.
He had his own agenda.
So he not only inseminated her with his own material, but then he also delivered his own biological daughter. I'm just small town, right?
Very small town. I'm gonna plant this tree in somebody else's garden. Come by later, get that fruit. Okay.
I birth them and I tell you how they died. Wow.
Okay.
It's really beginning to end service.
I brought you into this world and I can take you out of it. You're not my mom. Oh, I'm so much more than your mom.
Right. So now they're suing this guy, this retired now doctor.
Okay.
For medical negligence, fraud, breach of contract.
Hey, how did your cum get there?
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. The main point of that was I didn't know that they were giving you that's something that you could find, because it seems like a fun thing, right?
Oh, yeah. I've definitely considered, you know, what is it? Like $200 always seems like too much money for that.
But what if it, you know, did you contemplate that it may shatter life as you know it?
if it may shatter your origin?
Right.
Yeah.
Does it...
I'm going to see what percentage
of... Does this conjure a new trilogy?
I'm gonna see what percentage Neanderthal I am. Oh, God.
Oh, it's an alternate origin story.
But what if...
Talk about renewing a franchise.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Chris, want me to tell them what they can do?
Please.
Yeah. Go to facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids and like us there. Share stories and stuff. Talk about the episodes, etc. and down the line. Been a while since we've seen that. Also been a while since we've seen a review on Apple Podcasts. It only takes a moment, and it does help raise the profile of the show. I think that's just about it. That's all I want to ask you to do. I want to keep these messages focused. So, Chris, have I forgotten anything?
No, razor sharp. Cool.
Sorry, America.
Sorry.